Matters arising, paragraph 2.4. I think for this is really for note at this stage because it's work in progress, and we will be obviously hearing from the Harbour Business Forum in due course. But the Harbour Business Forum is preparing a paper. They're researching as a desktop exercise examples of what has happened elsewhere in terms of establishing a statutory harbourfront authority, and are going to come back with those examples and some suggestions at our next meeting in late September. Maggie, anything you want to report to add?
Nothing except that we are on schedule, as we stated previously, for the end of September.
Okay, that'll be an important item, obviously. Sets us on our way, if you like, provides a platform for creating a Hong Kong tailored model. Paragraph 7.4, this is about the establishment of the new task force on water land interface. I think consensus in the room amongst members, this is important. You'll find on your table, on the table at attachment D, which lists the volunteers to date, and these will form the, if you like, the core of the new task force. First task of the task force obviously will be to elect and select a chair, which they will do obviously at their first meeting. The other thing just to mention and a note is you see co-opted members there as an item. We feel, or I feel, and others I've talked to, that it would be very helpful to co-op members who are, if you like, representatives from organisations and constituents of the maritime community, both commercial and recreational, to this task force. But again, that will be a decision for the task force. But I think there are a number of groups and associations who have a close interest in terms of what happens on the, in the harbour, and we should probably tap them, if you like, for their representatives and their thoughts and views on the new task force. Paragraph 8.9, annual report. This is something that we talked about last time, and I think it's very important. It's important, I think, that we, as part of our engagement, we explain the work that we've done in the first year of our existence. Input is being sourced at the moment from all vested parties, all parties, government departments and individuals, and draft will be circulated to you for comment fairly shortly. I'm quite keen that we get it out sooner, if you like, rather than later. It's an important tool, I think, in explaining to the public what we've been doing. That, I think, is all matters arising that I have. Anybody else want to raise a matter arising? Paul?
Chairman, the schedule for the annual report, what is that exactly? Will there be a circulation of a schedule of content to help this along? I really hope we can show this annual report as a current state of play and all plans and committed projects so people can see what's there and what's going to come and timelines and so on for the entire harbour as a whole. That will be great that this becomes almost like a framework for our annual plan and update on the state of the harbour as a whole, almost like the opening to a master plan almost. Thank you.
Yeah, certainly it's intended to be comprehensive. Thank you. Right, anything else on matters of writing? No, thank you.